and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for this precious opportunity, Father, once again, that you have allowed us, Lord, to come all the way to your very presence, my Father. And just eat from the King's table, Father God. And Father, we take you up every Saturday. Not only every Saturday, Father, but I hope that, Lord, it'd be all times in our life, like every day in our life, not just only on this certain hours like our worship service or our Bible studies or our radio broadcast, but it become a way of life, hallelujah, that we not only come into your very presence, but dwell there, my Father. Hallelujah. For you said in your word that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That we could say of the Lord that you are our refuge and you are our fortress and you are our God. Hallelujah. And then all our trust and confidence can be in you, Father. As we grow, Lord, in the knowledge of who you are, who Jesus Christ is, who the Holy Spirit is, and Father, who we are. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we come boldly into your presence without any sense of guilt or condemnation, knowing that you have given us the gift of righteousness. Glory to God. For he who knew no sin, that's your Son, Jesus Christ, you made him to be sin on our behalf so that we might be made the righteousness, Lord, on his behalf. He took our sins and bore our sins in his body. And by his stripes we were healed. So he who knew no sin, you made to be sin, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So you have made us righteous, Father. Not of our own works, Lord. Not of our own doing, Father. It's a gift from you, Lord. Displaying, Lord, your great love that you have for your children, Lord. And for that, Lord, we say thank you. So here we are, Father. And we ask that you would speak to our hearts. That will edify us, that will build us up, that will strengthen us, that will reprove us, or rebuke us, or correct us, even chasten us, my Father. For them who you love, you chasten. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you don't chase us with calamities and heartaches and pain and sickness and disease. You use your word, my Father, to chasten us. And it never condemns us. It always brings us to a place of conviction to where we can repent, my Father. And keep on, Lord, becoming who you created us to be. And once again, for that, we say thank you. So we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, and your kingdom come in our lives, your will be done in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. Now here's our cup, Father. Fill it up and make us whole, my Father. Holy Spirit, Jesus, we thank you for your grace. Father, we thank you for your love. Jesus, we thank you again for your grace. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for your fellowship and your communion. And we humble ourselves under you, Holy Spirit, for you are the one that's at work in the earth today. And we'd ask that you would anoint us to speak and to hear what thus said the Lord. And for that, we say thank you. So, Holy Spirit, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand and say, have your way in this broadcast today. You lead us and you guide us into all truth. And you bring us into remembrance of everything that Jesus Christ has spoken to us. And as always, we're careful to give you all of the credit, all of the glory, all of the honor and all of the praise. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever, in the precious name of Jesus. Yes, and so shall it be. Amen, amen, and amen. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God, great kings and great queens, ambassadors of Christ and ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus, glory to God. That's who you are. Chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a king and a priest, a queen and a priest, glory to God. The sons and daughters of the Most High God, glory to God. And if sons of God, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Glory to God. And boy, my greatest desire for you mighty men and mighty women out there, and boy, that you would receive your inheritance. Hallelujah. That was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. What's that inheritance, Arthur? All of the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Come. That's what God called us into his presence. Come. You who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you, said the Lord, before the foundations of the world. So that's what God is calling us for, you know, and calling us into his presence for, so that we can get our inheritance. Not just talk about it, think about it, pray about it. That's all good and everything else, and that's all incorporated in it. But most important, that we might receive, that we might have it, that we might possess it, that we might seize it and take it and place it in our possession, thereby being able and enabled to walk in the reality of our inheritance. Not just to have inheritance, but to receive that inheritance and all the benefits of it, praise the Lord. What's our inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us. Who? That were prepared for us before the foundation of the world. What you saying, Arthur? Boy, God desire, boy, that boy be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. That it be on earth just like it is in heaven. That's his original intent. That's his original desire. That's his original purpose. That's his original intent or reason for our action. What action? In him creating the heaven and the earth and mankind. Hallelujah. Wow. So that God can extend his governing and influence of his territory, heaven, to a territory that he created called the earth, that he gave to you and I. But what praise God? So that it could be the fulfillment of the answer to the prayer we've been praying all our lives. Well, thy kingdom come and thy will be done in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. Let the Bible say to give the Father great pleasure to give us the kingdom. To give the Father great pleasure to give us, man, everything. Boy, I'm talking about that pertains to life and godliness. And not only to give it to us, but this would bring glory to his name when we possess it. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. When we possess it, when we have it, when we live it, what? That kingdom life. What's kingdom life? That's royal life. The Bible says you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. The of the royal household, that's of the family, that's the family of God. They're not just citizens in the kingdom. You're not only a citizen of the kingdom of God, but boy, you're in the royal family. Hallelujah. He was there when I said, hey, that's been daughters of the Most High God. And the Bible says in Galatians, if a son of God, then an heir of God. First he said this, we no longer servants. It don't mean we don't serve him. We just not a servant. We are no longer servants, but sons of God. That serve. Glory to God. And if sons of God, then heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ Jesus. I say it again. Come, all of you. That's why some of us into his presence. That's the purpose for this radio broadcast. He wants you to know that, boy, you've been empowered, and you've been blessed, and you've been cleansed, and you've been washed by the blood of the Lamb, to be able to come boldly back into the literal presence of the Most High God and live your life from there. And not only come there, but dwell there. Not visit there. Live there. Dwell there. David called it the secret place of the Most High God. Abraham called it the promised land. Noah called it, boy, the ark of safety. Adam and Eve called it, boy, the Garden of Eden. Jesus Christ called the kingdom of hell. And boy, when he came preaching, boy, his inauguration speech, man, his first message was, repent, for the kingdom of hell is within your reach. It has arrived. It's here. It was once here, but then it was lost. And boy, I'm talking about now in our generation, in our time, it has been regained, and hallelujah, and it has been restored. What do you mean regained? It has been purchased back with the blood of Jesus Christ. And not only has it been purchased back, boy, it's been purchased back for us. I told you, say, come you up best of your father and get your inheritance, the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you. So we lost it in Adam. And through the love of God and his son, Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Ghost, boy, it's not only been regained in Jesus, but it has been most important, restored back to who it rightfully belonged to. Who it rightfully belonged to? The kingdom that was prepared for you. Hallelujah. Before the foundation of the world. Who it was prepared for you. So it's not only been regained, but it's been restored. Restored well, back to you and I. What? All of the kingdom of hell. Boy, the Bible says in the book of Hosea, man, you know, it says, God said this, prophesying, say, my people are being destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. My people, man, are living under the deadly element of this world system that's on this earth today because they don't know more about, man, the restoration, the regain, and the restoration of my kingdom. They don't know the gospel of the kingdom. Listen, the good news, the gospel, Jesus preached the kingdom of God, but he didn't just preach the kingdom of God. He preached the good news about it. He preached the glad tidings about it. The Bible called it the gospel. That's what it is, good news or glad tidings. What's the gospel about this kingdom? That it has been regained and restored back to you and to me. That it has been restored back to us. And now, boy, we got to learn how to the functioning principles and the laws that governs that kingdom. See, we didn't learn church protocol, and that ain't no bad thing. But boy, there's another thing that's greater than church protocol, and that's kingdom protocol. What protocol? Proper procedure. We know how to have church, but we don't know, man, that's church protocol. But we don't know kingdom protocol. What's the difference? Hey, listen, church protocol is how to have church. Kingdom protocol is how to be, glory to God, the church. Hallelujah. So therein is the Father glorified, Not that just we just have church and have good church and get all stirred up and hyped up and everything else, but that, man, you know, through that, we become the church and we be the church. Thereby, man, not just being busy, 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 but busy. You see, a lot of the church is busy, busy, busy. People are busy, 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 but not effective. The church, busy, 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 busy. Putting on programs, seminars, all kind of things. Good things. But how effective are we as the church? How many souls are being won? Not to our church or our denomination or to our religion, but how many souls are being won to the kingdom of God? Winning souls to the kingdom of God. That's why God established the church. Hallelujah. Because he was going to regain the kingdom, and he was going to restore the kingdom back to us, but he's going to use the church, hallelujah, as his reestablishment program. He's going to regain the kingdom. He did that, man, 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ came, bought it, man, died up on the cross, man, cleansed us up, man, everything else, so there was, so they could be restored back to us. But because of a lack of knowledge, man, they don't know nothing about it. So God used the foolishness of preaching, publicly declaring a message. What message is it? The message of the kingdom. Why? So that we can get, man, what's publicly being declared. What? The kingdom. Who are we doing that through? That's the church. And if we're not careful, we'd be preoccupied with having church instead of being a church. What's being a church for? More by the power of the Holy Spirit that's at work in the earth today. Reestablishing more God's kingdom back on earth. But that is, it's not only, man, he has he regained the kingdom, and not only has he restored the kingdom back to us, but his next stage, boy, is a reestablishment program. Hallelujah. What is that, boy? To reestablish it back on the earth. To reestablish the Garden of Eden back on the earth. To reestablish that Ark of Safety back on the earth. To reestablish the Promised Land back on the earth. To reestablish the secret place of the Most High God back on the earth. To reestablish the kingdom of heaven back on the earth. That's the assignment of the church. In doing that, you know what will be the result of that? The earth will eventually be a colony of heaven. So the same thing that's going on in heaven may be going on in our lives here on the earth. I'm not talking about a religion. I'm talking about kingdom life. Life the way God lives and life the way God intended for you and I to live. Not religious lives, but kingdom lives. And boy, the devil don't ever, ever want us to come to the knowledge of that, the kingdom life. He don't ever want us to know, man, how to live kingdom life. He don't mind really learning how to live natural life and life here on earth as we know it. He just don't ever want you to know, man, about this kingdom life that's available to us, that royal life. And not only do he don't want us to know about it, but he don't want us to know the functioning principles of it, how to function in the kingdom, how to live in the kingdom, how to talk in the kingdom, how to walk in the kingdom, how to be in the kingdom. Therefore, again, that scripture say, boy, my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. That's why it keeps you out of the Word of God. That's why it keeps you from the understanding of the Word of God and understanding the message of the Word of God. Hallelujah. See, the Word of God is the almighty Word of the Most High God. But boy, there's a message in His Word. Hallelujah. That the devil don't ever want you to find out about. He don't mind you finding out about the Word and knowing the Word and being able to quote scripture. He don't ever want us to know the message of the Word. What's the message of the Word? It's about a king. Our Father in heaven is a mighty king. And listen, boy, a king is not a king if he don't have no domain or territory. So he got to have a territory. So God created a man a territory. He called it heaven. That's his domain. That's his territory. Hallelujah. And then he also created man, listen, I told you, that royal family. that chosen generation, that peculiar people, that mighty man, that mighty woman of God that I always say you are. Sons of the Most High God. Sons of the Most High God. Some of the sons in male body, some of the sons in female body, but children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. What is it about? It's about this mighty God that we serve. He's a king, and he's a father. He created for a kingdom called the kingdom of heaven. That's the first thing he created, a domain, a territory. What's a king if he don't have no territory to reign over? So God had to create a territory so that he could be king, so that he can have control, power, governing influence over. So he created the kingdom of heaven. That's his domain. That's his territory. And listen, boy, one of the characteristics of kings is, boy, they want to expand their territory. That's what make them even greater. When they expand their territory, when their territory grows. And boy, the kingdom of heaven is it. My God, I don't even know how to say it. So, hey, listen, that's an unseen realm. That's a spiritual kingdom. That's a you can't see that with these natural eyes, the kingdom of heaven. That's a spiritual world. That's his domain. That's the unseen king and the unseen kingdom called the kingdom of heaven, called Almighty God and his domain, his territory, over which he has power, control, and influence, impacting it with his will, with his intent, with his desire, with his purpose, producing men, hallelujah. A citizen of people, men, hallelujah, establishing God's covenant and God's culture and God's desire in that domain, in that territory. That's why he created a family of sons, hallelujah, to establish that through, hallelujah. To do what? To establish all of that through. What are you talking about, Arthur? I'm talking about, boy, coming to the knowledge of God's will. What you mean coming to the knowledge of God's will? Coming to the knowledge of what God is doing. Not what my church is doing. That's a good thing. You need to know that, too. Not what the nations are doing and what politicians are doing and what sports is doing. All those are right. Not what the world is doing. Not what social media is doing. Not what Facebook is doing and TikTok is doing and all those other things are doing. Yeah, they have this perfect man and God thing of thing. But I'm talking about men knowing what God is doing, what he doing. Hallelujah. Because everything else is going to pass away. The governing system of this world, that's going to pass away. The social media of this world, that's going to pass away. All the system of this world that we live in now and operate under, all that's going to pass away. Word of the Lord and the kingdom of God and his throne and the kingdom of heaven, they're going to abide forever. And his royal family, they're going to abide forever. It would be in our best interest, boy, to seek first, make that our priority. I ain't talking about second or third or fourth or whenever you're in need, but boy, make that a number one priority. What's that? Kingdom first. Seeking, boy, you know, this kingdom. What kingdom, man? What do you mean seeking the kingdom? Seeking what God is doing. When you go out to God, boy, and say, Lord, I want to know what you're doing. I don't want to just see your hands, but I want to know what's in your heart. I want to know you and what's in your mind and what's your thoughts and what your precepts are. So that I can, your original intent and your original thought, your original idea, that's what precepts are. And if I get that, then I have the right concept. I have the right pictured idea. And I have understanding, because through your precepts, coming to the knowledge of your precepts, the Bible saying in Psalm 119, verse 104, through your precepts, David say, I learn, I gain understanding. When I come to the knowledge of your original idea, your original intent, your original reason for the creation or the action of a thing, your original purpose. Your precepts. Not your hands did work, but what was in your mind even before you began that. What was your heart desire? That's what it means when you say, seek first the kingdom of God and his way of putting us in right standings with him. His righteousness. His way of putting us in right standings with him. Not our way and not what we think. And what we way, our way and what we think ain't always evil or bad. You know, it'd be a good thing. But just because it's a good thing don't necessarily mean it's the right thing. Hallelujah. And boy, we seek first the kingdom of God. That's what David was asking. David wanted to know God's hand. He didn't want to know God's handiwork. He wanted to know what was in God's heart. What was in his mind. What was his original intent and desire and thought. And that was, boy, this king who has a kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, and a royal family called mankind. His original intent for the creation of the kingdom of heaven is mankind and the earth, so that he can extend his kingdom to other territories, so that his kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, would be enlarged. So he created man another, a seen realm, the universe. Hallelujah. It's coming in influence from the unseen world, the kingdom of heaven, to the seen world, that he created the universe, and he specified a place in the universe, the heavens and the earth. The earth is a part of the universe too, but he specified there. Why? Because there he would place the man. There he would place his royal family. And through his royal family, he would establish through his royal family the governing influence of his territory, the territory that he gave to his royal family. What's that? He would extend heaven to earth. Earth would be a colony of heaven. For what praise God? So that what's going on in hell will be going on in the earth. Glory to God. How are you going to accomplish that? Through his royal family. The church. The children of the Most High God. How are you going to do that, man? He's going to expand his intent, his purpose was for, again, to expand man, the governing influence of his territory to other territories. So, again, he created other territories. First, he created his territory. That's heaven. And then he created other, that's an unseen realm. Then he created other territories. What a seen realm. Because he wanted to expand his territory, the unseen realm, to another territory, what? The seen realm. Again, I say it again, and his strategy for doing that is through you and I, his children. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And his re-establishing that back up on the earth is going to be through his children, man, called the church. What the purpose for the church? Is to go into all the world, boy, and let the world know that God was in his son, Jesus Christ, reconciling the world back unto himself. Man, joining mankind up back to himself. Hooking mankind up back to the master. Hooking you back up, man, to your source, your sustainer, your father in heaven. Hooking you back up, man, to the garden of Eden. Hooking you back up to that ark of safety. Hooking you back up to that promised land. Hooking you back up, man, to that secret place of the Most High God. Hooking you back up, boy, to the presence of the Most High God. Hooking you back, hooking you and I back up to the Holy Spirit of the Most High God. That's the life of God. That's the fullness of God. That's the essence of God. That's all that God is in everything, all everything. Well, that's in the person of the Holy Ghost. Hooking you back up to him. What? The divine connection between God and man. And between heaven and earth. Why? So that what's going on in God can be going on in man, and what's going on in him can be going on in the earth. What's his intent for making man? To do that through. What's his strategy of accomplishing that through mankind? To fill mankind up with himself, with his life, with his character, with his nature. With his functioning principle. That's the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And boy, he established that on the earth. That's in your Bible. I always tell you this on this broadcast every time, Master. Boy, that's Genesis chapter 1 and 2. God, boy, establishing man his kingdom upon the earth, expanding the kingdom of heaven, the unseen realm, to a seen realm, the earth, through his family of sons called mankind, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Boy, pray for, so they can be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven, so that we can live a victorious life. Instead of living defeated lives like we live now, man, I'm talking about beginning to live victorious life. Man, and what do you mean victorious life? Begin to live the saved life. Not living life trying to get saved, but living a life because you are saved. See, most people trying to get saved, trying to get what you already have. Then salvation is a gift from God. For by grace are we saved through faith. That's not of ourselves. That's a gift from God. That's in Ephesians chapter 2. For by grace are we saved. Through faith. The grace and the faith. That's a gift from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So even though, boy, you know the story, man, instead of living victorious life and now living defeated life, man, God saved us from that. From a life of defeat, from a life of sorrow, grief, pain, unfulfillment. I'm talking about, man, everything, all the things that your heart desired, a life, the best life, the utopia life that you could hope to have and live on this earth, man. Listen, boy, the good news is, man, Jesus Christ has restored that back to us and the ability to appropriate it back into our lives through the power of the Holy Ghost. But he say, my people are being destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. They don't know that. They preoccupied with good things. Right? They preoccupied with just having church and having good church and doing their best to have the best church that they could have. Without coming to the knowledge, man, that the whole purpose for having church is to learn how to be the church. So that when we go out into our everyday life, the rest of the hours of the day in our lives, boy, that, man, we can not only be hyped up, man, but, boy, we can be built up, man, to go out there and be a positive influence in life today, be victorious in life today. Even though we face all kind of trials and tribulations and heartaches and pains and whatever we might face in life, boy, we can come to the knowledge that we can be of good cheer. Why? Because Jesus Christ overcame all of that. All those things that we're trying to overcome so that we can have a fulfilled, successful life, the best life that we could live, boy. Well, Jesus Christ come to, and restore that back to us. Now, we got to come to the knowledge of it, and after coming to the knowledge of it, we got to now learn the functioning principles of it, how to function in that, how to operate in that, how to appropriate that into our lives. That's why, again, he says, seek first the kingdom of God. You got to go after that. You got to study that. You got to seek after that. You got to pursue that. You got to inquire of that. You got to come to the knowledge of that. And, boy, that's the devil's greatest, man, you know, thing on earth that he's doing, trying to keep you from the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom. You know, man, you know, and knowing all about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's a good thing, but boy, the purpose of the gospel of Jesus Christ is to get you the king, the gospel of the kingdom of hell. Say that again, brother. Listen, but that's a good news too, the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the means. You can't get it without the means, so you need that. But you can just preach the good news about Jesus Christ, the gospel about Jesus Christ, who he is, and all the things that he did, and how he hung, bled, and died upon the cross. And, man, you'd just be wandering around and worshiping in the wilderness, saved. But all the time, that's a promise. That's an inheritance. That's a promised land for us. That's a kingdom that God established on the earth that we lost in now. That's been regained and restored back to us through Jesus Christ. And us coming to the knowledge of death and learn how to function in that. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the means to that, to what? The gospel of the kingdom. The devil, I say this all the time too, if we're not careful, the devil, man, preoccupies us with the mean at the expense of forfeiting the mean. See, listen, you can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and the good news about Jesus Christ and never know nothing about the gospel of the kingdom. That's what the church been doing for the last 2,000 years, perhaps. We've been preaching, man, the gospel of Jesus instead of the gospel that he preached. So you can preach the gospel of Jesus and never come to the knowledge of the gospel that he preached. And that's what's happened. Majority of the church don't know nothing about kingdom. They don't understand, man, kingdom. They don't understand, you know, they really don't understand the word of God. Their concepts are even wrong. Most believers, man, have this pictured idea, this concept. That boy, we live the best we can, and man, when it's all said and done, man, hey, we're going to spend eternity in heaven with God. That's the wrong concept. That's the wrong pictured idea. And the reason why that's the wrong pictured idea and the wrong concept is because, man, you know, we don't know his precept, his original intent and idea and plan and purpose and destiny for our lives. Why? Because you don't know about the gospel of the kingdom. That's why God put this ministry on this radio. I'm going to say this again. You can preach the gospel of Jesus and never say, and never preach the kingdom of hell. That's why the church, they know all about Jesus and how he died upon the cross, but they don't know nothing about the kingdom. But watch this here. If you preach the gospel of the kingdom, then the gospel of Jesus Christ is automatically contained in it. So you can preach the gospel of Jesus and never know nothing about the kingdom. But if you preach the kingdom, man, the gospel of Jesus Christ is automatically contained in it. The Bible says it this way, you know, in Acts, the last chapter of Acts, the last three verses. It says, Paul stayed in his hired house for 2.5 years and received all those who came unto them. He preached unto them the kingdom of God, and he taught them about the Lord Jesus Christ. In that order, what he did, he preached the kingdom first, and he taught them, men, about the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, I'm going to say that again. He received unto them all who came unto them, and he preached unto them the kingdom of God, the kingdom of him. And he taught them about the Lord Jesus Christ. There are two different things, teach and preach. Teach means to publicly declare, preach. Preach means to publicly declare a message. That's the same thing that we do when we advertise. So we go on the radio, on the television, and we publicly declare to the consumer about our product. For what purpose? In hopes that the consumer would get the product. That's advertisement. That's advertisement. That's the same thing as preaching. Publicly declare a message about our product. For what purpose? So that the consumer, the listener, can get the product. What's our product that we advertise? All of the kingdom of hell. That's the product that we advertise. For what purpose? So that, boy, you can get you the product. How God going to bring man to the knowledge of that and obtain that and get that through the foolishness of preaching? So Paul said, I preach first the product, the kingdom of hell. About the Lord Jesus Christ. He preached the product first, then he taught them how to get. That's through Jesus Christ. We preach Jesus Christ and never preach the product. We get Jesus and we accept him in our life as our Savior, but we never get the product that he came to bring. So we preoccupy with the means at the expense of forfeiting the end. And in doing that, then we live men defeated lives. All the devil got to do is bang on a circumstance or a situation or a symptom in our lives, man, and he can cause us, man, he can have us acting like on a puppet string control. He can be influencing our lives. Pain can be influencing our lives. Broken hearts can be influencing our lives. Man, you know, all the calamities of this world and all the trials and tribulation and all the bad and the evil or whatever that's in this world, even the good that's in it, can be preoccupied in our lives, can be dictated to our lives. And all the time, man, God created us, boy, that the only thing that's supposed to dictate to our lives is what the King says, the word of God. instead of the word of the circumstance, situation, and self dictating to us, then, boy, we're supposed to take the word of the Lord, what God say, and dictate to our circumstance, situation, and symptoms. Glory to God. Say it again, Arthur. Instead of circumstance, situation, and symptoms dictating to us, we got to dictate to the circumstance, situation, and symptoms in our life. That's how you live a victorious life. That's how you come out of sin into life, into righteousness. That's how you come out of sickness into health. That's how we come out of poverty into wealth. That's how we come out of not having enough, a lack of things, into abundance. What, man? Hallelujah. Through the application of God's functioning principles. So he taught them about the Lord Jesus Christ. What, boy? How to function in the kingdom. He taught them the means. Like I said, I don't want you to think, man, we're supposed to preach Christ and him crucified and all those good messages that we do preach. But there's, man, there's a going on in the God that we serve. That we not only, man, you know, preach Christ, but boy, preach what Christ preached. What? That your inheritance, all of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the found, that was prepared for you, that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world has arrived. But that's what I came to bring back to the earth. That's the government that Isaiah prophesied that was upon my show. That's the governing system. What government? The governing system of heaven. And boy, that's what I came to bring back. And I'm going, man, establishing on. I'm going to establish it on the earth. Hey, I'm going to restore it to who it rightfully belongs to. And I'm going to use them who it rightfully belongs to continue re-establishing it back on the earth. That's his sons and daughters. That's his children. That's the church. That's the saints. That's why God said, I give you gift. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, what? But they're not the saints. Was there? That's all our believers. What? For the work of the ministry. What ministry? The ministry of reconciliation that God has given all of us. To go into all the world and publicly declare the product. What? The kingdom of hell is your inheritance. And it has been regained and restored back to you. And Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. In that order. He preached the kingdom of God and he told the man the way to it was through his son, Jesus Christ. Now we come on and we tell men that Jesus is the way, the life, and the truth, but we don't know what he's the way to, the truth about, the life he's talking about. He's talking about kingdom life. He ain't talking about religion. He ain't bring no religion here. He brought a kingdom here. And then, man, he taught for 3.5 years. The functioning principles of the kingdom. That's why all them parables in the Bible. The kingdom of God is like this. He didn't preach but one message. And he didn't teach men but one thing, man. He preached the message, then he taught men the functioning principles of it. Through parabolic teaching. That's why all those parables in there. But he's showing us, man, how to function in the kingdom of hell that he came to bring back to the earth. That once he died upon the cross, it cleansed us up from all our unholiness. So that, man, the Holy Spirit can once again come and live on the inside of our spirits so that we can get back on course toward God's original plan and destiny for our lives. What we said there was, hey, he want to extend his territory to a foreign territory, the earth, a territory that he gave us. And the way he's going to do that is through you and I. But if you and I don't know what our purpose is and what our assignment is, and the purpose for our existence, then you can just live life, man, you know, unfulfilled. That's life without purpose. That's life without God's purpose, knowing God's purpose and destiny for our lives. So we can have your own purpose and your own destiny for your life, you know. And it can be a good thing. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end leads to destruction. Your greatness for your life, it's going to all pass away. The Bible says it this way. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the purpose of the Lord that's going to prevail. And you can have great plan and great desire and great, you know, for your life. But the purpose of the Lord is what's going to prepare. Even over all your plans, even over your purpose, even over your own kingdom, establishing your own kingdom and your own way of doing things on your own, his purpose is going to prevail. And boy, when you get in on his purpose and come to the knowledge of his purpose, the Bible says this, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. Wow. Where they cease from their works. Now, don't misunderstand me. I didn't say they cease from work. I say they cease from their works. And they get in on another work. What work is that? God's work. What God is doing. And they'll get in. When they discover that work, what God is doing, then they'll stop their works, what they're doing, and they'll get in on God's work. Let me say that in a better way. Our works, man, can be good works of what we want to do and what we're doing for God. We'll cease from even that. And man, our works, what we try to do for God, we'll get in on what God is doing for us. See, what we're doing for God and what God is doing for us, they're two different things. Or it can be two different things. But boy, when you find out what God is doing, amen, and you get in on that, then you'll cease from all your works. And you'll get in on another work, God's work, what God is doing. And his way of doing what he's doing. That's what the Bible calls the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Man, what God is doing and God's ways of doing what he's doing. Seeking first, man, that, what the kingdom of God. And if you seek first the kingdom of God, then all of the kingdom of heaven that belong to you, that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world, can begin to be manifested in our lives here on earth. Line on line, precept upon precept. Little by little, by little, by little. What? The body edifying itself. Hallelujah. Till we come to the unity of the faith. What's that? A full stature of Jesus Christ. That's in Ephesians chapter 4. When the Bible says he gave gifts to men and apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of their ministry. All of us have an assignment, what? To publicly declare this message, man, about the kingdom. It ain't got to be in no pulpit. It ain't got to be, man, you ain't got to be the part of fivefold ministry. You still have a ministry, what? To go into all the world and let the world know that God was in Christ Jesus, man, reconciling the world back to himself and reestablishing, man, his original intent and plan and purpose and destiny for mankind's life back on the earth. What was that? That it be in mankind's life here on earth. On earth. Just like it is in hell. And watch this here. Forever. Not that man live in heaven with God forever. But that man live in heaven on earth forever. And the dwelling place of God is with us. Not us in his dwelling place. But he in our dwelling place. What's our dwelling place? The earth belongs to God. The heaven belongs to God, but the earth he gave to man. That's our dwelling place. And what God desire is not for us to come deal with him, because that would have been his desire. He would have left us up in heaven. That's where we come from. He brought us to the earth. And his desire, man, was to come in and live with us. And his way of doing that was through the person of the Holy Spirit. That's why he breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, man. That spirit man into that physical body, that mighty man. And on the inside of that mighty man, that spirit man, was the power of the Holy Ghost. Well, we don't know how powerful we are. That's why I say, hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. But boy, we come into the knowledge of it. And as we come to the knowledge of it, boy, we're going to rise from this beggarly element of this world, man, system that we live in that kept us in bondage for all these years, man, and preoccupied us with the means at the expense of putting the end into abundant life. The Bible say, boy, John 10:10, the thief comes but for to steal, kill, and destroy. What? Death from us. That kingdom life from us. Our identity. Our origin. Where we really come from. Who we really are. Our purpose. Why we really here. Our potential. What we really can do. at our destination where we really going to end up in. But boy, I'm telling you, man, even though you've been whooping and puffing and stealing and killing and stars, you'll say, but I have come that you might have life and then more abundantly. Glory to God. But our day and time, boy, the earth is being filled with the knowledge of God's will so that we can come out of bondage, recover ourselves from all the snares of the devil, and man begin to live, man, victorious lives here on this earth. Kingdom life. Not religious living, but kingdom living. Glory to God. Thereby, man, bringing glory to God. What do you mean bringing glory to God? Bringing manifestation to God's word. So that our preaching and our teaching and our speaking won't just be with enticing words of our knowledge and our wisdom, but it'll be in demonstration and in power. Listen, when Jesus Christ spoke, man, things happened. I'm going to say that again. He wasn't just preaching enticing words and sermon, boy. He was demonstrating what he was preaching. And boy, that's what God is bringing us to the place at now. Finally, how? Through men, through knowledge and wisdom and spiritual understanding of who we really are. Where we really come from. Why we really here. What we really can do. And where we really going to end up with. Listen, that's mankind's age old question. Who are we? Man, you a mighty man, and you a mighty one. Why? Because you all spring up from the Most High God. You a masterpiece. Why? Because you are a piece of the master. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, a king and a queen, a ruler. With all power. What do you mean all power? All the power of the Most High God, boy, in the person of the Holy Ghost, living on the inside of us. I'm talking about all power. Jesus said, I give you power over all the powers of your enemy. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth and even under the earth. Even over, what do you mean under the earth? Even over death. And man, all that power that I have now, the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and all the power that I have now, I give it back to who it belonged to. I told you, I ain't come just to regain the kingdom. I come to restore it back to who it belonged to. Who? You and I. The kingdom that was prepared for us. So what you're saying, Arthur, boy, God want us to man to know man about this kingdom life first. And the means to enter in that kingdom life or getting that kingdom life. How that? That's Jesus Christ. I told you, Paul preached the kingdom of heaven. And he taught them about the Lord Jesus Christ. In that order. They'll preoccupy us with man, us preaching Jesus Christ, and then ain't teaching nothing about the kingdom of God. Well, that's backwards. Our assignment is to preach the kingdom. And then tell the people, man, about the way. What? Listen, you don't come on the television, man, and advertise, man, the manufacturer. If you want, you know, sell your product. You come on the television, you spend your 60-second ad, man, talking about your product. And then at the end of the ad, then you tell the people, man, about the manufacturer, how to get the product, or where the product is at, or where to find the product, or the address to where the product is, or what company, man, to contact to get the product. You don't come on there, man, telling the people all about the company and everything else and where to get the product. And then I'm learning about the product, all about it, the manufacturer. Well, you talk about the product first. And then you tell them, man, you know, call this number or download this website here. Or scan this code. But you tell them about the product first. You can't tell us, man. Go tell a man about the product first. What? That all of the kingdom of heaven that you inherit. And then tell them how to get it. How? Through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Through the coming of God, boy, that he promised man back in Genesis chapter 3. I promise you, what? That through a woman, I'm going to come through that woman, man. And I'm going to have a legal right. I'm going to have a body. Hallelujah. And I'm going to, man, take back everything that you took from them. And then I'm going to, man, give it back to them. And then I'm going to use them to reestablish it back up on the earth. In other words, boy, what God is saying, listen, I don't care what you did, Satan. Now, you kind of got them off track. my counsel going to stand, glory to God. I'm going to have what I said. And I said, let's create man in our image and our likeness, and let them have governing influence over the earth, not you. And man, my counsel going to stand. I already declared that. I declared the end in the beginning. I showed you the end first. What? You just like me and my image and my likeness, and you ruling and reigning on the earth, and it's in your life here on earth, just like it is in heaven, forever and ever and ever and ever. See, God showed us the end. That's just see chapter 1, verse 26 to 31. That's the end. And then he backed it all the way back up and began to start. And boy, he created man a body, but he didn't create a body. He formed a body from something, from the ground. And then he brought you and I down here to the earth and put us in that body so that we could govern this territory, this scene we're in, for God. Why? So it might be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. So as I prepare to close this radio broadcast, man, that's what God wants us to know. Hey, listen, man, he's saying to you right now, I come to redeem your life from destruction, but for a purpose, what? So that you can have restored back to you the original life that I intended for you to live, so that you can begin to live a victorious life. How you do that, Arthur? You know, we'll take this up next week. You do that, man, by coming to the knowledge of that, and, man, putting that word in your mouth, decreeing and declaring, man, what? Yeah. But that you are a mighty man of the Most High God, that you can do all things through Christ Jesus, that you are the head, not the tail, that you are above and not beneath, that you are blessed in the city and blessed in the field, that everything you put your hand to will prosper, that you do have power over all the powers of your enemy, that you can overcome everything that comes for you to go over, that you can live a victorious life, hallelujah, in the kingdom of God here on earth. Hey, listen, boy, that's God's desire for our life. And God's going to accomplish that in our lives. And the way he's going to do it, boy, is by the power of the Holy Ghost. And he's going to use his word. What word? The gospel message. That's the good news about you. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, my time is up. I love y'all with the love of the Lord, my wife, Gail, and I. If we could be of any help to you, please contact us. Have your call 713-703-3776. God bless you. Talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.
We'd like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870-3776.
K-A-Y-T, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T, praising the Lord.
Hey guys, you're listening to the Calvin Hackney Fitness Show. We're going to be talking about fitness, health, living long, and looking good. God bless. Guys, you are listening to